First Amendment, an all-American station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQT, St. Louis.
This portion of the Bob Romanek Grim Reaper of Radio is brought to you by NAME, the National Association for Majority Equality, a national organization established to fight for and preserve equality for every American, regardless of race.
You are listening to the War Radio Network, White Awareness Radio, the first and only radio station in the country that has the nerve and guts to stand up, not against the proud black community, but instead to stand up and speak up for the proud white community. War, WAR, White Awareness Radio, keeping the proud white community informed in this violent, turbulent, ever-changing world.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. Here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we like to have fun. But on a very serious note, you have probably noticed the very unorthodox way that we operate this radio station. We do things quite differently, probably unlike any other radio station in the universe. In the radio world, dead airspace is the worst thing that could ever happen. But here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we think sometimes that dead airspace and silence is good. No, great, especially when it gives us time to remember our loved ones who have passed on before us. Too often, we are too busy to take a moment out of our hectic day to remember our loved ones. KQQZ will now have a minute of dead airspace, a minute of silence, if you will. So please, take this time to remember the loved ones that we will never forget. It will certainly make your day a whole lot better. If you don't appreciate the minute of silence to honor our loved ones that have passed on before us, or if you're offended by the silence, then please tune to another station. And after you've tuned to another station because of our silence, don't come back. Because our radio family here at KQQZ really don't want you as a listener. Now, KQQZ's Minute of Silence. KQQZ 1190 AM sincerely thanks you for your patience and decency. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming.
Beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper Show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
Now, on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting today and every day at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome, welcome to the dark side. As always, this is Bob Romanek. You guys know what you're getting. You're getting a crazy, no good, no count, good for nothing, rotten son of a bitch. But you're getting a no good, no count, good for nothing, rotten son of a bitch that tells you the truth today and every day. Don't give a damn if you like what I say. Don't give a damn if you like me. But you better understand what I say is truthful because it's been researched. You better understand that maybe you're not right. Maybe you better undo what you thought you knew and research it again. You can be wrong. We've all been wrong. You heard me yesterday. All of us are wrong sometime today and every day. That's just the way life is. None of us are perfect. None of us are going to be perfect. Lines are open. We are America's voice of freedom, definitely the Patriot. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. And as always, there's times when we have callers that I never get to because I don't want to. There's times we don't have time. And there's times when I don't want to screw with anybody. So when that happens, you don't get heard from. But we do, as always, appreciate every listener all throughout this country in every state in the union. Let's go ahead and take a call or two before I get going. Go ahead, Paul. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob, I really enjoy your show. I just heard something the other day I wanted you to comment on it if you could, and I'm going to hang up and drive. allegedly, there's a movie made about Bruce Franks or something, Superman or something.
You know what, Paul?
I'm going to hang up and listen to your comment.
Okay.
Thanks, Bob.
Well, thank you, Paul. Thanks for the time. Be safe driving. There's a movie. It's a little documentary, and they said it's up for some kind of award. Now, there are so many awards anymore all throughout this country, so you can't really say, oh, He's in the running for a top of WAR. This is some kind of 5-minute something or other that somebody had put up for nomination. Now, again, you can put up a lot of crap for nominations, and they put up a lot of crap for nominations today and every day. And I think with Bruce Franks, I think that's exactly what it was. Everybody knows what a no good, rotten piece of criminal crap Bruce Franks is. Everybody knows he had to resign as a state representative. Everybody knows that he's not worth a damn, that he's probably one of the worst things that ever happened to the city of Ferguson and to St. Louis and the St. Louis metropolitan area. Now, you would think that he's the best thing that happened in Missouri in the last 50 years, and you'll hear that from him, because he's about a real idiot. They've called me before and said that he's mad because I call him a nigger, because that's what he is. That's what Bruce Franks is. Bruce Franks a nigger. He's not a proud black man. He's not fighting for what's right for the community. He's fighting what's right for him and his nigger associates. And everybody knows that. Nobody will talk about it. And I don't know why. I don't know why people won't talk about it. But that's what he is. He's all about Bruce Franks. He's all about the niggers that he hangs with. And he tells everybody he's like Superman. I don't know where the hell he ever come off with that. But I think at the end of the day, number one, whatever this award, alleged award is, he won't win. And number two, it'll be a year or two and he'll go to the backside and nobody will remember who the hell he is or who the hell he was. And that's actually the way it should be. You know, these bastards put their chest out and I've done this and I'm going to do that and I'm going to do this, but they end up doing nothing. But they don't really give a damn, because they live in their own little heads. They live in their own little minds. And the people in St. Louis, Lida Crewson, the mayor, she doesn't come after them. A lot of the local politicians won't come after Bruce Franks and these state reps and state senators, because they don't want all the heat. They'd just soon let it go, let them talk their crap, let them do their crap. John Mohammed, I think he got arrested again, the alderman, I think he got arrested again for not having a driver's license, and they let him go. I don't think they give him a ticket. That's the third or fourth or fifth or sixth time that's happened. But see, the people in St. Louis, not the hardworking people, because they're out of St. Louis, but the crap bums, the politicians, they're going to kiss every nigger's ass all throughout St. Louis to try to get reelected. They're going to kiss every nigger ass all throughout St. Louis so they can get something for their time in office, whatever the position's going to be. Again, lines are open. We are America's voice of freedom, definitely the Patriot. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. We talked yesterday, I didn't have much time, about America's top 5 deadliest. Did you hear me? If you didn't hear me yesterday, please hear me today. America's top 5 deadliest cities. And this is a national poll. This is a national Fox poll. They've done all their research. And it's amazing. It's amazing how the hell that the people get away with this crap. These politicians get away with it, but they always do. And I said yesterday, Number five on the top 5 deadliest cities is Baton Rouge, Louisiana. It's the state capital of Louisiana. It's number 5. The 5th most dangerous city in this great United States of America. People would think, oh no, I don't believe it. Yeah, it is true. I don't know if you've ever been to Baton Rouge, but if you have, you'll understand. And it's amazing. It's amazing how people will sit back and say, oh, it's not that bad. The hell, it's not that bad. It's probably worse than they say it is. They want to tone it down a little bit, but that doesn't help. That doesn't help. Baton Rouge, Louisiana, number 5 of the top deadliest cities in this great United States. Coming in at number 4, and if you heard me yesterday, and people can chime in on this if they'd like, coming in at number 4 is New Orleans, Louisiana. That's right, New Orleans, Louisiana. It's the only state that has 2 of the top 5 deadliest cities in the country. New Orleans, Louisiana comes in at number 4. Isn't it amazing? Number 5 and number 4 is Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and New Orleans, Louisiana. Now, I don't know if people understood that. I don't know if they knew that. I don't know if they've even read about it. but it's a fact. And they're just going to let it go and let it go and let it go. Somebody has to stop it. And at some point, somebody has to stop this crap. And they haven't done it up to now, so I don't know when it's going to happen. Coming in at number three, this is as of last week. This is as of January 2020. Coming in number three of America's top deadliest cities is Detroit, Michigan. That's right, Detroit, Michigan, number three of the deadliest cities in this great United States of America. Number two, I think you guys will remember me saying it time after time after time. I thought it was number one, but it's ranked at number two. Baltimore, Maryland. That's right. Baltimore, Maryland. The second most deadliest city. Not dangerous city. That's kind of secondary because a lot of cities are dangerous. The second top deadliest cities in this great United States is Baltimore, Maryland. It's amazing. It's amazing. All the homicides, everything that's been done in Baltimore, and it's run by the black community now, and I've said it 1,000 times before. They call me a racist. All these towns that went from white to black, you don't find any of them that are prosperous because along when the whites, the proud whites move out, the proud blacks move out with them. Then all you have left is crackers and hunkies and niggers. They don't want to give you that crap. They don't want to tell you that crap, but that's the way it is, and that's the way it's been. And now, topping off at number one, as opposed to last year, which was also number one, America's number one deadliest city in this great United States of America, repeat after me, St. Louis, Missouri. St. Louis, Missouri, and there's some big pictures. There's a picture of the arch being shot from the Illinois side. Number one, it earned the title of the deadliest city in America. Unbelievable, unbelievable that they let this crap happen. That was in 2018, and they did it again in 2019. And I'm sure they're going to do it in 2020. So 2 years in a row, St. Louis, Missouri, the deadliest city in America. People don't want to talk about it, but it has to be talked about if it's ever going to be addressed. We talked about the Super Bowl coming up, and I know everybody loves the Super Bowl, and that's not true. There's a small percentage of the people in the United States that'll watch the Super Bowl. They're not in love with it. There are probably 1 million, 2 million people in love with football, but there's 330 million people in this great United States of America, so that's a small percentage. But now, at the football game, at the Super Bowl media night, you know what they're going to have? Chants of Kobe, Kobe, Kobe. Not at the National Basketball Association All-Star Game. Not at the National Basketball Association Super Bowl. No, it's football. And they're going to take Kobe Bryant, and they're going to talk about him, and they're going to salute him, and they're going to fly flags, I guess, at half-staff for him. They're going to do everything they can. They're going to do everything they can to show that they're for Kobe Bryant. And I understand that. But you can't come out of your shell. You can't come out and make it on national television. Kobe Bryant was a great basketball player. Yes, he was. But at the end of the day, he's no more than a father, a husband, a friend, a neighbor, a business partner. But why? I ask why, and somebody may call and give me an explanation why they have to take people like him and make them bigger than life. He's not bigger than life. He played basketball for 20 years, made a fortune, showed the basketball community that he was a good ball player, helped the Lakers win some championships, and that's great. But at the end of the day, he's no better or worse than my relatives who have passed. No better, no worse, than your relatives who had passed. But they don't want to say that. They want to say what a great man he was. They want to say the helicopter crash shouldn't have happened. They want to say that the world will miss Kobe Bryant. And I don't think that's right. I don't think the world will miss him. I think the world may know of his death. And I think the world may say, hey, he shouldn't have died, just like my neighbor shouldn't have died, whether you like him or not. Nobody deserves to die. But not the Kobe Bryant. And to me, and they can call me a racist, they usually do because I tell the truth, it's usually more about the black athletes than it is the white athletes. And I don't know why. I do not understand that, other than that the blacks, that the niggers, they want to push. They want to push their agenda. They want to push their racist thoughts. And it happens all the time. And you good people out there know it, all proud white and proud black. You guys all know what's going on, and you let it go. You don't say anything. And why you don't say anything, I don't understand. I do not understand why people don't say things, because what's good for the black community should also be good for the white community. Now, most of the time it's not, but it's amazing. It's amazing how we let it go. We don't say anything, but I'll be damned. I say it all the time. I say it all the time that the white community is just as important, just as powerful as the black community. I don't think the whites are any better than the blacks, but I don't think the blacks are any better than the whites. But we let them push it, and why we let them push it, I have no idea. But it gets pushed and pushed and pushed until it eventually goes away. Now, it may take a month or two or three or four. It should go away in two or three days, and we should move on with our lives. Now, it hasn't happened up to now, and it's probably not going to happen with this Kobe Bryant situation. Whether it does or not, the newspapers are wrong, the news media is wrong. It should have been an hour tribute to Kobe Bryant, and it should have been said and done. But it's not an hour tribute. It's going to be a 10-hour tribute today, a 15-hour tribute tomorrow. And it's amazing. It's amazing that we let this crap go. We don't say anything about it. And it just keeps on perpetuating itself day after day after day. Again, if it was a white guy, a day or two or three, it'd be over. But apparently not in the black community. Not in the black community. I see, and we spoke a little bit yesterday, the former St. Clair County judge is running for St. Clair County State's Attorney, Ron Dupert, the former circuit judge who was removed from office by the state's court commission, will run as a write-in candidate for St. Clair County State's Attorney come this November. Now, I don't know, it says Dupert filed to run for the position as a Republican, and I would assume if no other Republican candidate wins in the primary in March, if nobody's on the ballot, that he will be on the ballot as a Republican in the November election. Now, it says here that St. Clair County Republican Party Chairman Barbara Viviano, and she more is like a man than a woman, the hairy-chested bitch, what a piece of crap she is from O'Fallon, Illinois. She declined to comment on Wednesday about Dupert's run or potential run as a Republican for state's attorney of St. Clair County. So that would tell me that there's probably some fighting amongst Dupert's people and Barb Viviano's people. So I don't know how good that's going to work out. And I don't think a Republican can win that race, especially Ron Dupert. But there again, you never know until the time comes. You never know until you look and see what the hell's going on to see if he's got a case. But he's bitching and moaning and groaning. Now he's filed a suit that was in federal court. Now he's filed that suit in state court because the federal authorities said that it was a state case, should be tried in state court instead of federal court. So he says, Dupert says, the people deserve to know the story of how and why I was charged with judicial misconduct as well as with fake crimes, in parentheses, and that the story would unfold in detail during his campaign. Now, apparently he's going to cry and say that he was set up, cry and say that this thing was really something just to get him out of there because they didn't like him. And I think that's part of it. I don't think these lawyers, I don't think these judges like these bastards that call themselves lawyers or judges that do a bad job, that hang with the wrong kind of people. And I personally, my personal opinion is, that's what Ron Duperd did, and he pissed everybody off. And not only did he piss everybody off, he didn't give a crap. He's going to sit there and lie and say, hey, I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn. I don't think I did anything wrong. Now, I believe he did. I believe most people in the state of Illinois believe he did. And I believe that's why he was thrown off the bench. Now, again, he's going to come up with some off-the-wall crap, and we'll have to see how that flies. Also, our great, great new governor, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, of this once great state of Illinois, how he is emphasizing the need for ethic reforms in Illinois. There should have been ethic reforms in Illinois 20 years ago. Now he's yelling and screaming and moaning and groaning, and he says that restoring the public trust is of the paramount importance, Pritzker said. Let's not let the well-connected and well-protected work the system while the interests of ordinary citizens are forgotten. Now what he's saying is, and that's truthful, get rid of most of these Democrats. Get rid of these Democrats that have been taking over the House, the State House and the State Senate for all these years. They've done a piss poor job. They've done a rotten job. Most of them have been involved in criminal activity, but they never take it any further. And what really frosts my cojones is whenever Mike Madigan says it's clear we must take significant steps within the coming weeks to restore confidence and trust in our state government here in Illinois. Now that's the rottenest, no, in my opinion, in most everybody's opinion, that's the most rottenest, no goodest, criminalist son of a bitch the state of Illinois has seen in the last 20, 30 years. Mike Madigan, the Democrat, the Democratic House leader out of Chicago. He's talking all that crap. Nobody other than me has confronted him. Nobody other than me that says, hey, he's a lying piece of crap. Nobody other than me says he's one of the ones that should be not in the jail. He's one of the ones that should be under the jail. But he just keeps trucking and trucking and trucking every 2 years, keeps getting elected. But now here's Pritzker. I think that he may be a half honest person, but at the end of the day, when Mike Madigan and his cronies, his corrupt Democratic cronies, get their hooks into the new governor, you'll find that the new governor won't have anything to do but go along with the program. And I think you people all know that. Nobody wants to say it. Nobody wants to say it. But that's what's going to happen. It's going to get back right in the same tier. You're going to have Pritzker going to do what Madigan and his people tell him to do. Now, he may have a little bit different take on it, but when it's all said and done, what the Democrats who run the state of Illinois, both in the Senate and the House, what they want to do, they're going to do. What they want to do, they're going to do, and they're not going to make any quims about it. They're not going to make any excuses. They're just going to continue to do what they do. And if the Republicans say anything, the Democrats will tell them to kiss their ass like they do every year, and they'll move on. And you good Democrats in this great state of Illinois, you know what I'm talking about. You know how corrupt even the Democrats are. I know you don't want to say it. You don't want to hurt your party. But you have to be honest. If you're walking down the street and you see your son shoot somebody in the back of the head for no reason, you may not want to say, hey, he did it. You may not want to say he was wrong, but you know he did it. You know he was wrong. And you know at the end of the day, if you're right, you're going to have to put him out on Front Street. Whether he's your son, your cousin, your brother, you're going to have to put him out on Front Street, and it's hell to do that. But that's what needs to be done. It hasn't been done in the state of Illinois for all these years, and I honestly don't think it's going to be done under this administration. And I think Pritzker will probably get at least 2 terms, so that's another 7+ years that he's going to be able to take the state and work with Mike Madigan and just do whatever the hell they want to do, and nobody's going to be able to do anything about it. Again, we can sit there and talk about it day in and day out, but nobody is going to do anything about it because nobody wants to take the heat. Nobody wants to get in trouble. Nobody wants the Democrats coming after them for some bull crap. So you know what they do? They say, hey, let's just let it go. Maybe it'll get better. But you guys know as well as I do, it's not going to get better. It's not going to get better until we make it better. And we're not going to make it better until we stand tall, until we stand tall and say, listen, time's up. Time's up. There's no sense of trying to protect these asswipe, no-count, good-for-nothing bastards. We don't care if they're Democrat, Republican, men, women, black, or white. It's time that they go down for what they've done. And if we don't do it, we might as well just become part of them, because if it's not done, it will continue and continue and continue. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
When the party was nice, the party was bumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I hear a boomer shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper Radio. And you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
This is our life, this is our
Welcome, welcome to a confused Thursday. This is Bob Romanek, as always, the craziest, no good, son of a bitch that you'll ever want to hear on the radio. I guess you guys, people, I guess, read occasionally, I don't know how often, but occasionally read the piece of crap, the Riverfront Times, and they've had some bad articles about me. Actually, I've had more bad articles about me from the Riverfront Times and the St. Louis Post-Disgrace than even Donald Trump had when he was running for president in 2016, and I take that as a compliment, because apparently they think I'm somebody if they keep trying to hit on me. But it's a full page about, it says, Romanek's entanglement. That's in this week's Riverfront Time. Talk about the FCC trying to take the license away, saying that I own the stations and run the stations, which I don't. And we're going to fight them as long as we can fight them. But when it's all said and done, we'll just be somewhere else on some other stations talking the same thing. Me, Slayton, and we're going to have some real crazy bastards. They're going to tell you the way it is. We're not going to soft soap anything. We're not going to kiss anybody's ass. And I think that's what the St. Louis market needs. We have too many radio stations where everybody just kisses everybody's ass, and it does no good. It does no good. People want to hear the truth, but they're probably not going to hear the truth on a lot of these radio stations, because the truth doesn't make any difference. The truth doesn't make any difference to most of these radio people. It's got a picture of me, and it says, Bob Romanek, the St. Louis area's most outspoken racist. Now, how the hell can they say that I'm an outspoken racist? I'm not a racist. Never been a racist. I've been a realist since 2006. I've been a realist. I've told them the way it is, the way it was. They don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear that at all. Listen, we're going to take a quick break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew each side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome, welcome back. I want to apologize. Apparently didn't have anything to eat this morning and had some stomach problem, but we've got that taken care of. So I do want to apologize. And if you don't like it, turn it off. If you like it, keep listening, because either way, I do not give a damn. Let's go back to Missouri, the Missouri side. We want to stay out of Washington, D.C., because everybody goes there. They say these slot machines companies, they're facing illegal gambling charges now. You know, in the state of Illinois, you can have slot machines. You can have up to five in a place that has liquor, and they're all over the state now. I mean, Illinois has legalized everything. They're going to legalize prostitution next. They've legalized marijuana for recreational use, for medical use, and they're going to do that in Missouri. And it's not going to take long. But there's been people that have these, they say, illegal gambling devices out there that are giving money to the governor, Parsons, giving money to a lot of the state reps, a lot of the state senators. So they're going to have one of the counties has pulled some of these machines out, and they're going to have, I guess, some kind of trial to see what's what. Now, I don't know how it's going to go, but I would just about bet at the end of the day, they're going to allow these poker machines in the bars, in the restaurants. Now, I know some of the casinos are fighting against it, and I guess they've got every right to if they want to. But when it's all said and done, all the taverns, all the restaurants, all the little gaming parlors that they're going to have, I believe they'll all be legalized, and that'll be more money for the state of Missouri. Now, I don't know what the hell they're going to do with that money. I don't know if they're going to put it out in taxes, if they're going to put it back in the community, if they're going to steal it. And it could be any and all of the three. You people know what goes on with these politicians. They're never wrong. They tell you they're never wrong, but every time they tell you they're never wrong, they're always wrong. And it's amazing. It's amazing that we let this crap go. It's amazing that we don't say, hey, you've got legalized gambling. You've got legalized gambling on the casinos. Why not have it? Why not have it in the bars and restaurants? It's the same. It's going to bring tax dollars to the state of Missouri, just like it's brought tax dollars to the state of Illinois, just like it's brought tax dollars to the state of Nevada and a lot of other, I guess, 12 or 14 states now. And I told you a couple days ago, it's not going to be long that I think every state in the union will have legalized gambling throughout the taverns, throughout the casinos, will have legalized drugs, both recreational and medical marijuana. And I believe it won't be long that there'll be legalized prostitution like there is in Nevada, because it's not going to hurt anybody. And you know what these states are going to say? We can use the tax revenue. It's going on anyway. Let's try to make some money off of it. And it's a shame that it has to be done that way, but that's what's going to happen. Now, people will say, well, if it happens, it's wrong. Well, you know what? If a lot of things happen, it could be construed as wrong. But when the politicians say, oh, no, it's not wrong, it's what we need to do. When the politicians say it's okay, then automatically it's okay. I don't know how many million people in this once great state of Illinois, but out of the millions of people in this once great state of Illinois, there's probably, 150, 200 state representatives and state senators and the governor who is running the whole show. Nobody tells them what to do. they'll go around, kiss everybody's ass to get elected. But once the governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, state rep, state senators, once they get elected, they come together and do things the way they want to do it. And people will bitch about it, as always, at the bakeries, at the coffee shops, at the restaurants, but they don't do anything about it. But I just thought, and it was a great big article in the St. Louis Post-Disgrace, that they're going to, they filed suit, and they're going to have some kind of case against some of these poker machine operators to see if it's going to be legal, if they're going to call it legal, to allow them to go. But I honestly think, just like the St. Louis County Executive Sam Page's campaign, they accepted $2,000 from Stephen Miltenberger in December. And the Miltenberger, they're involved in the gambling business, but nobody said anything about it. Parsons, on his election bid, accepted $20,000 from Tarch. That's another gambling operation. The governor accepted $20,000. But now, all of a sudden, the Linn County prosecutor, he's going to charge this Tarch with promoting gambling in the first degree, which, if found guilty, is a Class E felony that carries a $10,000 fine if the company's found guilty. Now, they're going to fight it, and if they lose it in the first, they'll appeal that ruling. And if they lose it in the appellate court, they'll appeal it to the state Supreme Court. You people know what the hell's going on. You know what's going to happen. These politicians will fight it and fight it and fight it. And it's amazing. It's amazing that it has to come to that. But nobody's going to say anything. Nobody's going to do anything. They're going to let the politicians decide. And that really, really, really is a shame. Because at the end of the day, the politicians get nothing right. We know that. We know the politicians get never, never, never get anything right. And the last thing that I want to go on before we get out of here today is Mayor Lyda Crewson, the never a good mayor, maybe a good person, but never a good mayor for the city of St. Louis. Her and her asswipe husband, Mike Owens, the ex-TV reporter who's a piece of crap, she urges a bi-state board to reconsider the trolley revival. She wants the bi-state board to take over a plan to operate the the loop trolley with unspent federal grant money. Now I ask, why would you take federal unspent grant money and throw it away on a trolley that's not going to be successful no matter how much more money you put into it? People know that. It's been there a year, I guess, and it's got no people that are concerned. There's a few people that ride it ever so often. Nobody gives a damn. Other than Joe Edwards, nobody gives a damn about the trolley in the loop area. But now here's Lyda Crewson. I believe that she probably got the squeeze from Joe Edwards, because Joe has all those businesses down there, and he's invested a lot of his money, but he wants people to invest their money so he can make money off the money that they've invested. Now, I don't know how that's going to play out. I don't know if anybody knows how it's going to play out, but I would think that at the end of the day, they're all saying there's not enough information right now to have an opinion on which direction to go. But I am betting at the end of the day, they're not going to pick up the expenses on the trolley, and the trolley's going to be gone. Now they say, well, once it's gone, that makes the government say, hey, the city screwed that up. We're not going to give them any more money for anything, because if we do, they'll screw whatever else up. And that's probably true. But sometimes you just have to take the bull by the horn. And if you beat the bull, you stand up and bow. And if the bull beats you, you lay down and suffer. That's just the way it is. People don't want to hear that, though. They don't want to hear, never, never, never do they want to hear the bad. They just want to hear the good. And a lot of times, the good's not all that good. And sometimes the bad's not all that bad. But we have to deal with it. We have to work with it. And that's what we have. As always, people, it's about time to go. So let's remember, let's keep these local issues in hand. We can speak occasionally about federal issues. We can speak about the election, but that's not where we're going to get control. We have to get control of our local situations, have to get control of our city situations, our county situations, sometimes I say our state situations. But we can't go nationally because it's not going to do me, you, or anybody else any good. So, as always, let's continue. Let's continue to come together, black, white, men, women, Democrats, and Republicans. Let's come together and fight the fight. I like what it said in the Riverfront Times in passing after this article about me. Romantic then transitioned back to his previous topic, in quotes, about how there's more in --s. There's more in it. I did say niggers. I didn't say --x, but they put --s. There's more niggers, and they wouldn't put that in, that hate the white community than there are crackers and hunkies that hate the black community. Now, this ass-white bastard, Danny Wincetowski from the, what the hell, what's the paper again? The RFT, that's right. The reporter for the RFT. Now, he won't put nigger, he won't print nigger, but he's a white son of a bitch, but he'll sure print that I said cracker and hunky, and they'll print cracker, they'll print hunky, but they won't print nigger. I don't understand the difference, and I think you good people out there, both proud white and proud black, don't understand the difference either. But that's the way they play the game. That's the way they go. And at times, we're just going to have to fight them. At times, we're going to have to fight around them. And that's what I'm going to continue to do, and I hope that's what you good people continue to do, because together, we can hold off on all this racial crap. And again, I'm not a racist by any means. I'm a realist. I'm for treating everybody properly, and I think the people that listen all throughout this country know that I am, know that I'm trying to be honest, and maybe not like me, but they have to appreciate my honesty. They have to appreciate that I'm not a racist, I'm a realist, and I want to take care of the total community, the fair total community, both black and white. And as always, to do that, we have to continue to unite to expose these ass-white, bastard, political, parasitical, perverted punks that we call politicians, both black, white, men, women, Democrats, and Republicans. There's enough shame and blame in that game to go around. So we have to destroy them. We have to destroy them and continue to put our foot on their nasty-ass heads to stop them from going crazy, from lying, from cheating, from doing whatever they got to do to survive. We have to destroy them to keep our great country the way it once was and the way it could be. And as always, never, never, never any violence. We have to destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romantic, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigga nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigga nation. All the nigga think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigga this and nigga that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigga nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigga nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigga nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigga nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigga of the nigga nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga. And I don't mean Negro. Nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade.